For WKMS News, I'm Sydney Anderson. The groundwater is polluted at four Louisville gas and electric power plants, according to utility reports. The pollution is appearing in the groundwater beneath the large waste sites used to store the ash left over from burning coal. From member station WFPL, Ryan Van Velzer has more.
On top of a hill overlooking the Trimble County Generating Station, Kwang Jo and his family ring the pagoda bell. The bell is tall and straight. It's decorated with the image of Buddha and has dragons and inscriptions written in Vietnamese. Do's father built this Buddhist temple here about 20 years ago and chose the site for its peace and tranquility. Now, Do shares it with his 9-year-old son, Alexander, who tags along behind his parents as they give a tour of the temple.
I didn't want to walk all the way back to...
In the valley below, in the town of Wise's Landing, folks are gathering inside a Baptist church built at the turn of the 20th century. Tracy Poe and her children are among those in the pews singing hymns. From both of these houses of worship, you can see the massive cooling tower of the coal-burning power plant in the distance. The plant dominates the horizon, rising high above the town and the surrounding hills. But neither Tracy Poe nor Kwang Do know a lot about the power plant. They didn't know that in November, Louisville Gas and Electric quietly published results from a second round of testing demonstrating high levels of groundwater pollution underneath the Trimble County Generating Station. The notifications, buried in the company's website, say LG&E has found levels of arsenic, selenium, and two other contaminants exceeding federal standards in the groundwater at the plant. After the sermon, I catch up with Poe and ask her what she knows about the coal-burning power plant a mile down the road.
What do you know about coal after it gets burned? You know what they do with the coal ash and all that?
No, I do not.
After power plants burn coal to produce energy, they have to figure out what to do with the leftover ash. Some of that ash can be reused in products like concrete and wallboard, but much of it ends up in dry landfills or giant storage ponds, which can contaminate groundwater. This groundwater pollution isn't just happening at Trimble County Generating Station. It's happening at every LG&E Kentucky Utilities coal-burning power plant covered under the federal rules. That includes the Mill Creek Power Plant in Louisville, the Gent Power Plant in Carroll County, and the E.W. Brown Power Plant in Mercer County. The Environmental Protection Agency says unlined coal ash ponds all across the country pose a substantial risk to human health and the environment. But as I tell Poe, the ash ponds in Trimble County are showing more contaminants leaching into the groundwater than any other LG&E site.
Yeah, is that concerning to you?
It is concerning. Yeah. You know, I raised my kids here, and I understand people's frustration where they feel like the government overregulates a lot of things. But when you're talking about something like our environment, we kind of need our environment to continue to be as a society. It is concerning.
Louisville Gas and Electric spokeswoman Natasha Collins says the groundwater pollution at their sites does not pose a threat to drinking water or recreation.
What we posted in November as far as the notification is that we confirmed exceedances in molybdenum and in some instances arsenic, lithium, and selenium. It should be noted that, you know, that data reflects groundwater conditions right at our impoundments.
The information LG&E released about these sites doesn't actually say how much pollution is in the groundwater. Collins says the utility is now working to characterize the extent of the pollution and see if it could be coming from sources other than the coal ash ponds. Except in Trimble County. There, Collins says LG&E is already evaluating cleanup options. The Trimble County Generating Station sits on the banks of the Ohio River, upstream from Louisville, outside Bedford, Kentucky. The pollution was found in the groundwater underneath the plant's two coal ash ponds, the largest of which covers 95 acres. That's despite the fact that these two ash ponds do have clay liners.
But liners don't work.
That's retired fisheries biologist Dennis Lemley, who spent over 30 years researching the impacts of coal ash on the environment.
Landfills and liners themselves are not a cure-all. They're not the ultimate solution. From the outset, they do leak, and it's just moving the material around.
The pollutants include known carcinogens like arsenic, but also selenium, which accumulates in the environment causing deformities and reproductive failure for aquatic life.
If the selenium concentrations are high enough, the developing embryos and offspring are deformed. They have multiple types of deformities, deformed spines, all types of deformities.
Lemley saw these deformities in fish at Harrington Lake near another LG&E KU power plant, E.W. Brown. Lemley says the contamination at Trimble County Generating Station is almost certainly impacting the ecology of the wetlands and the Ohio River adjacent to the ash ponds. But testing needs to be done to confirm the pollution. Back at the Buddhist temple, on the hill overlooking the power plant, Kwang Do explains why his father chose this location.
Yeah, why did you decide to build it here? I mean, on top of this hill.
When the statue of the Buddha and looked out to the river.
He says the nature surrounding them provides the tranquility and beauty that make for the best Buddhist temples. So after explaining what's happening at the power plant, I asked him what he thought.
Hope the water very clear for everybody up here because the water is contaminated, you know, that will hurt everybody.
And coal ash contamination isn't just a problem for LG&E and KU. They were just the first utility in Kentucky to publish these results. Over the next few months, LG&E and other utilities in the state will release more information about the pollution at these sites. LG&E says it's unaware of any adverse impacts to the wetlands near the Trimble County Power Plant. The utility plans to close all of its coal ash ponds by 2023. I'm Ryan Van Velzer in Louisville.